92.3, 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Happy day after Christmas. I hope your Christmas was magical and everything that you wanted it to be. I was with family, actually, I still am with family, so it was absolutely perfect for me, and celebrated a new union. My nephew and his fiance got married on Christmas, and, you know, it just, Christmas is something different to everyone. It seems as though that's what it is nowadays. I mean, Christmas, it's nice to put the Christ back in Christmas as we celebrate and come together with family and are able to talk about things that are going on in the world and not have these sensitivities that even as family members, I mean, your family, how can you not talk about things that are going on in the world that affect everyone in a rational manner? If you can't even talk about politics or religion with family members, I think there's something a little bit deeper going on. But that's just my armchair quarterbacking there. So thank you for listening to The Monica Jay Show. It has been a wonderful year as we head into 2020. Do you believe it? 2020 is peeking at us around the corner. Are you thinking about New Year's resolutions? Do you even believe in New Year's resolutions? Are you going to do anything to spruce yourself up, to change things in your life? I mean, I know a lot of people joke about resolutions that, yeah, my New Year's resolution is to maybe have it last for longer than just New Year's Day. But there's more to a New Year's resolution than just kidding yourself saying that you're going to lose weight. Why not make a New Year's resolution that actually means something viable, like you're going to watch an hour or listen to an hour of news. Not fake news, but real news, things that are going on around the country, things that are going on election-wise. Make a New Year's resolution to be involved in the 2020 election. And be involved in all elections from here on out to make sure that they are not compromised, to make sure that there's no fraud. Because as we find out, we don't discover the fraud in our elections until well after the fact. It's like nobody's keeping an eye on it the day of. It always comes out after the fact. How about a New Year's resolution of just peace of mind? Before saying something that you might regret, or even doing something you might regret, taking a breath. Just that deep breath in, holding it for 10 seconds and just letting it out of your lungs. And like Nevada weather that changes every 10 minutes, how about seeing if your position or your state of mind has changed? Give it just those few seconds. You'd be amazed at what can happen when you actually do that. How about a New Year's resolution to actually get out of the house, get out of work, get out of your car, and hit one of the trails here? Get out and enjoy the beautiful community that we have. Take a walk downtown. Walk around downtown. See for yourself. Don't rely on other people. Go someplace that you haven't been before. That's a great New Year's resolution. Visit one place in Nevada that you've never been before. I'd never been to the Dangberg Ranch in Douglas County. It's beautiful. How beautiful. What a treasure. Find out about Nevada history as you're doing this. Head out to the Railroad Museum out in Elko. Head out to the Ruby Mountains. Have you ever been to the Ruby Mountains? The list goes on and on when it comes to getting out and seeing some of the great sites that we have here in Nevada. Take a ghost tour. Drive out one of the roads you've never been on before. Go opal mining. Yes, opal mining. You know, there are things to do in Nevada that off the beaten path that might make us all a little bit more appreciative of what we have. And why we still are one of the last bastions of the old West. You know, California's the gold rush. That was the true West. Nah, that's a lost cause. For the individuality and the independence, we still have it going on here in Northern Nevada. Southern Nevada, eh. I'm a Northern Nevada girl. What can I say? We can't lose what we have. So I go back to the elections of make that one of your New Year's resolutions, to get involved in the actual election. Go to a polling site. Help at the polling sites. Get the kids involved. Teenagers are the most valuable resource when it comes to election day and working at the polling sites, because they're able to direct people. You know, a lot of them are held in schools and things like that. So you're walking through these halls and it's like, oh, I don't know where to go. And the kids are able to say, okay, keep going down this hall right here and then turn to the right. It is a great education for them. It's early, but it is going to fly by. Just like 2019. It is going to fly by. And in just 3 months, January, February, March. March. For 2 weeks, people are going to be able to file for office. The office that they want to run for. As soon as that filing opens, and as soon as it closes, just 2 weeks later, let me get the all-important date, because actually there's a very special fundraiser coming up that date as well. The 27th. The 27th. That's the end of the filing time. In those 2 weeks, start writing those names down and start researching the people. Whether it be for your city council ward, whether it be for your commission member, whether it be for your assembly person or senator, you need to start knowing these people. And I'm going to slap my hand on right there, because I just listed off the main ones. The lawyers, the judges, the school board representatives, just if not more important. Because we've already heard the left bragging constantly about how they have the children. They have to keep the children. And how do they do that? They do that through the school boards. They do that through the education of the teachers. They do that because they are already infiltrated, not only into the universities, but into elementary schools, into the people that make the decisions. They have the kids. And if you have the kids, which is one of the first rules of communism, have the kids. Control the kids' education, control the kids, well, what they think and feel, and then you'll have everything. Well, here in this country, here in this state, they already have it. When I'm talking to my little sister and she lets me know that there are 13 different genders, yeah, that's just not right. We started calling it fake news. How about we call it fake education? Fake education is the worst thing that is affecting our country right now. Fake education. And from what I see in the exchange of emails, in people's ideas, that fake education is being pushed by the school boards. Because people who have an agenda, people who do not share the same morals, the same values, the same intentions, who are just about getting reelected, they are the ones who run for school board, who get elected. Who get elected because they served on some other committee. So their name is known. Don't vote for someone just because you recognize their name. Vote for the quality of the person and what they actually believe in. And then look into their history and see if they voted in what they believe in. Because that's the big difference. When people are elected to office, all of a sudden they're not voting the way they said they were going to vote. So what's up with that? 884-9910. It's live and local talk for all of Northern Nevada. So there you go, 884-9910. If you want to share a great idea for a New Year's resolution that has nothing to do with losing weight,
getting healthy,
I'd love to hear from you today. Actually, I'd love to hear from you today for any reason, but there's a topic for you. It's the Monica J. Show, your live and local FM talk show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
And it's all the same number. Doesn't matter where you're calling from. 884-9910. It's the Monica J. Show, live and local FM talk. And I would like you to check out our poll question today. We got a doozy for you, and we're giving you some choices. So if you log on, do you 991fmtalk.com, of course, do you think that New Year's resolutions are worth the time to make them? Got a couple of different answers here. Yes, they've been very effective for me. No, I'll make a resolution, but never follow through. No, I don't even bother. New Year's resolutions, I know we make a joke out of it, but hear me out on this. Share it with somebody. Yeah, share it with somebody. Make a New Year's resolution pack with someone. And then try and do it together. Because then somebody is holding you accountable. We don't see personal accountability anymore. It's not about that. So we know we can't make a New Year's resolution on our own and expect to follow through. Unless you have that personal accountability and you're good for it. But we don't take New Year's resolutions seriously. So why don't we try that? Why don't we get politicians to make New Year's resolutions and then hold them accountable for that? It's like, hey, I thought your resolution was to not vote for any new taxes, not vote for any new fees. Because remember, fees and all of those things, those are taxes as well. If money's coming out of your pocket, that's a tax. So it would be nice to see, actually, some of these politicians doing that. But for yourself, whether it be a coworker or a friend, come up with something, even if it's maybe swearing a little less or judging a little less. You know, I get the whole keep calm and carry on thing, but that got a little excessive with everything. But it is important to keep calm. And remember that some things are out of your control. But if you share your New Year's resolution with someone, even share it with me, and I'll try and hold you accountable, then maybe we can do that. 884-9910. If you would like to share one that you've been working on, or if you have an idea for one that's a little out of the ordinary that people can have fun with, even like making the New Year's resolution to write Nancy Pelosi's office number down and call it once a month or once a week or once a day and tell her what a horrible job she is doing as not only the Speaker of the House, but as a politician in general. And she should have retired a long time ago. Make that your New Year's resolution. See? Like I said, you can have fun with them. I'm so glad that you joined me today, and I hope you had a very Merry Christmas. I am catching up on my emails. I am going to say, yes, I did get locked out of my emails. I wasn't ignoring them over the holiday. I was just locked out. So we had a previous poll question. Do you think that Nancy Pelosi will ever send the articles of impeachment to the Senate? 38% were optimistic and said yes, while 62% get how she is and said no. So there you go. Again, those are just of the people that are polling at 991fmtalk.com. It's right there on the front page. But she has taken a long time, don't you think? There's another good poll question. Do you think that the longer she waits to send the articles of impeachment, the less likely it is that anything's even going to be done? I was explaining this to somebody last night. If she holds on to the articles of impeachment, the House can run around and get sound bites for next year's election that say that President Trump, number 45, has been impeached. They want those sound bites. They want to be able to use those in political trash commercials. Because she knows as soon as she sends on the articles of impeachment, because remember, he hasn't been impeached yet. Only by the House. We have a whole nother set to go through called the Senate. That's where the trial is. You know that right you have to a fair and speedy trial? That thing that the president is not getting? Yeah, those guys. They know that he's either going to be acquitted or it's going to be tossed out. And then they're not going to be able to say that, you know, it actually went through. But right now they can run around saying that he's been impeached and get all the sound bites they need. And Nancy Pelosi will take the heat for hanging on to him. Which, by the way, because of our education system, we have to wait for scholars like Alan Dershowitz, who is not a fan of President Trump, but he is a fan of the law, to be able to point out that she is the one who is being unconstitutional. She keeps throwing out there how they love the Constitution and how they're fighting for your rights and the Constitution. And she and her team are the only ones going against it. So, just saying. 884-9910 on this day after Christmas. I'm sure a lot of people on the roads and a lot of people maybe returning things today. If that's how you spend your holidays, oh man, I'm sorry. You should still be with family and friends and still eating that red velvet cake and pumpkin pie and just relaxing. Because we don't do enough of that here in this country. I'll be back right after this Fox News break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Yes, indeed. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. I'm so glad you joined me today, this day after the most holy of holies. Yes, Christmas Day. I hope it was wonderful for you. I hope you were blessed and just maybe found what you were looking for or were with family that you haven't seen in a while. Just whatever it was for you yesterday, I hope it was wonderful. Got an email from John. I love John's emails. He always sends me great stuff. My uncle in Los Angeles sent me for Christmas an electric mattress pad and blanket. This is great incentive not to wet the bed. Happy New Year. Thank you, John. Happy New Year to you, and hopefully you won't be electrocuted. So thank your uncle from all of us. I do have to mention something that I love the MorningInNevadaPack.org. I am on their email list, and that's the nice thing about when you actually sign up for emails that you want to get rather than just being forced emails that you never signed up for. It's like, where is this coming from? It's because people are buying your information. It's just, that's the way the world works now. If you don't think that your information isn't on the internet somewhere, then you are absolutely 100% mistaken. Sorry to tell you that, but the information is out there. So be ready for all those spam emails and just make sure you have good securities on your computer. And if you got a computer or an iPad or an iPhone or Samsung, any of the smart stuff, I just mentioned the Apple products because that's what I use. But I know all the Samsungs and all that good stuff. Never, ever, ever set the default password. Okay, think about that. Never do that. If you need help setting up your new computer stuff, then ask an expert. Don't just agree and click on things to get whatever new toy you got working. Because when you set that default password, that gives any hacker out there access to your stuff. Did you see the video of the guy pretending to be Santa Claus on the little girl's room monitor? That's how stuff like that happens. Don't become a victim of convenience when setting up electronics. I know we all want to believe we're smart and we got it all together and this is easy, we can do this. No, not always. You don't have to always hit allow. Get used to hitting the don't allow. Ask a friend who's a computer whiz. Find a friend who's a computer whiz. It's important. Because computers just keep getting smarter and smarter and smarter. And so do political groups. 884-9910, if you'd like to join me on this day after Christmas, that's the number, 884-9910. Or you can send me an email at monica@991fmtalk.com. You can also log on to 991fmtalk.com, stream the show live. You can listen and download podcasts from previous shows, or you can answer today's poll question as well. But I want you to think about something today. As we head into 2020, just less than a week away, which, by the way, we will be taking New Year's Day off, so we'll have some great programming for you. Probably a look back at all the BS in 2019, because there was a lot of it. Talk about division. And I'm not talking about our president. Our president wasn't the one dividing this country. It was all the liberals with that progressive mindset that were telling everybody that this country is divided. I don't know. I look at Trump rallies and I see a lot of unification. From every race, every religion, every ethnicity out there, that they're coming together, even though they only like to focus on, you know, old white men. Huh. And who's running for the Democratic nomination? Rich, old white men. Imagine that. I know I've talked to you before about this, but it goes back to the swamp. People say, oh, Trump's draining the swamp. Trump's draining the swamp. The swamp is not elected politicians. It's not. And here is the nail in the coffin to point that out for you. 9 of the 20 richest counties in the United States, when measured by median household income, are suburbs of Washington, D.C. That's according to information released by the Census Bureau. That's why it's good to have these censuses every 10 years. A big fact is that 2 counties in the Northern Virginia suburbs of Washington, D.C. are richer than the 2 California counties that constitute Silicon Valley. You know, Silicon Valley, where a one-bedroom townhouse can go for $1 million. Land prices are incredible. People buy houses. It's just to knock them down for the land. So, what do you think happens when so much wealth, so much money and power is concentrated? Because with wealth comes power. Is concentrated in the immediate vicinity of our federal government. It's a pretty strong sign that too many people are living large off of taxpayer dollars. Wouldn't you think? Yet the Democrats who are running for president today want American taxpayers to cough up even more money to pay for this gravy train. More money. Doesn't matter if it's federal, if it's county, if it's city or state. It's always more of your money. That's how they're going to get us all on the government dole. I mean, look at Yang running for president. Oh, we're going to give everybody $1,000. What? Why are you taking my money just to give it back to me? Talk about bloated administration. Oh, that's right. You're not taking my money to give it back to me. You're taking my money to give it back to people you want voting for you. Another spread the wealth campaign. That's what it's all about. Spreading your hard-earned dollars, them being the ones to decide who gets it, that's what they do. So when you've got these Democrats that are running for office saying, oh, no, this is just, you know, this is to help people make ends meet. No. It's a distribution of your money. And we already see how Washington, D.C. distributes your money. They send it overseas to countries who hate us, who want to kill American citizens for no other reason than they live in this country. That's what it's all about. That is the swamp. Politicians come and go. Presidents come and go. The destruction that they leave behind for what they vote on and what they do, like taking down our military and changing our education system to where it is literally just the dumbing down of America, that's the swamp. The swamp are those who do the bidding. Politicians, they get elected, they get unelected, they get recalled. By the way, the recall Sisolak petition is going to be coming out around January 15th. Get on board to sign that. In all counties, it will be coming out. Or they get caught doing what politicians do. Affairs, paying people off. I mean, it's a pretty good example when there is a congressional fund, when there is taxpayer dollars. When you can't send your child to college and you need the government to do it to pay off sexual harassment claims against politicians, against congressmen. That's how your money gets spent. So why on earth would you want to just keep sending them more? Well, then again, I know you don't want to send them more. Why would you keep allowing and sending people to Washington, D.C. who want you to send more? Or people on the city council? Or on the Washoe County Commission? Or on the state assembly or Senate floor? If anybody in 2020 feels that they need more taxpayer money to fund something, whether it be education, health care, the list goes on and on, autism, dementia. If they feel that they need more of your taxpayer dollars, then for goodness sake, do not vote for them. Do not reelect them. Do not vote for them to go in. Because until you put your foot down, dog chasing its tail. Just round and round and round. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. Is there something that you want to get off your chest today? 884-9910. 884-9910. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
Live, local FM talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
And hopefully you never hear me say it that way. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Let's go to those phone lines and let you share at 884-9910 and say a very happy new year to Jeff. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. Are you all ready for 2020?
I don't know about that yet, but I'm working on it.
Well, you still got a few more days. So let's talk about where all this money goes and the national debt. You got some thoughts on that?
I think he misheard me. I wanted to know about breaking up the Democratic National Party. How we go about breaking up the party. Because I'm tired of a two-party system.
Well, you'd have to break up both parties, and I think that there's actually too much. I think there's too much already there. I don't think, honestly, that it could ever be done. If it happened, it would literally be the destruction of everything. You would have to literally wipe out the entire structure that we have right now. I mean, we are supposed to be a small government. The only way that we could go back is to just start dismantling things. So until somebody who is an independent or free thinker that goes in and says, we need to get rid of the Department of Education, we need to get rid of the Department of Energy, we need to get rid of the, you know, all of these different nuisance departments that are just in it for control over the American people, then maybe we have a shot. But we have to go back to the basics. And I don't think that destroying either of the parties are going to make that happen.
So how about making one of the other parties, like the Tea Party or the Independents, stronger? So that they had a fighting chance in an election.
You know, I would like to see the independents stronger. The people who vote their conscience and vote for I hear this all the time. I don't vote per party. I vote for who's going to do the best job that I think we need.
Right, that's
you
how
know,
I am.
I'm in agreement with a lot of people that we should vote for people and not let anybody know. We need to start removing these D's and R's and I's from their names and make people actually do some research and look into what these people are supporting.
That sounds dangerous.
I mean, would you look more into somebody if you or you didn't know if they were Republican or Democrat?
I don't know. I kind of don't
think so. Because too many people...
I hate to say it.
Too many people... Yeah. No. I want you to say it because that's the way that a lot of people do it. You know, you vote party ticket. You know, it doesn't matter that you don't like Michael Roberson for what he did, you know, for raising taxes. So you don't vote for, you know, we don't win certain offices. You vote party ticket, whether you like it or not. And that's when you get rhinos in there. And that's what we have to get rid of. We have to get rid of people in the parties who don't actually go by the party platform. You know, like a lot of the liberal Democrats out there. They look how far left the Democrats have swung. But, you know, come up with some ideas, Jeff. That's what we need to do. We need to come up with ideas and share them. So thank you for the call because really... Oh, can you call back after the break? Because I got to take a hard break here, and we'll be back with more on the Monica Jay Show.